T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, I want to let you guys know that all gifts up to $7,500 are being matched between now and the end of the show, thanks to the Germani family from Barnstable, Massachusetts, and our sincere thanks to them. Okay, this is Dale's geek out moment.
Here we go.
This is my geek out moment for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Not only do I get to talk to a former NASA mission controller, but David Reed was part of the team that sent Neil Armstrong to the moon. He was part of the team that helped get Apollo 13 back safely. And he earned the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his efforts in getting Apollo 13 home. David Reed is with us. It is an honor, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is a remarkable career you've had and a remarkable story. And now you've got a different battle that you've got to face.
Yeah, I sure do. This has been a great one, though. I mean, you look at Apollo, it was a great challenge. This is a great challenge. We had great people to do Apollo. Got great people that got me where I am here today.
How did you get into NASA? How did that all begin?
It's dumb luck, really. I graduated from college, and I had told my roommate, look, the only thing I want to do is go fly rockets for NASA. And a guy called, and he said, introduced himself from NASA, said he wanted to talk to me about a job. And when I finished the interview, I said to him logically, let me think about it. And my roommate went ballistic. He says, what were you doing? Yeah. Well, it turns out the guy wanted me to go work in thermodynamics. 2 days later, I get another phone call. I figured it was the same guy. You don't want to, you've made up your mind yet. And he said, I'd like to talk to you about a job. And I said, I'll take it.
Different guy?
He said, different guy.
You're a hot commodity.
He said, wouldn't you like to hear about the job? I said, well, sure. And who did I end up working for? Chris Kraft. I worked in mission control. Just dumb luck on that call. But I was in the front row at the 50-yard line. I was in the front row they called the trench. And we were the people who did trajectory work. We determined where they were and what maneuvers to make. That's what we did.
Dr. Vincent Ho is here with us as well, the clinical director in the stem cell transplant program. I don't know how often you get to work with people as smart as this, doctor.
Never. David is such a smart guy. And every time we talk about clinical trial or new medications, he would come to me already having done all his research. So all I have to do is just convince him that it's the right thing to do.
David, you were diagnosed back in June 2014. How did you know something was up? What were those early days like?
Well, the earlier days I had myelodysplastic syndrome, which is a precursor for 30% of the people. And I think I caught my oncologist then. It was Martha Wadley at the time. And she came back in the office, and she said, I got bad news. I said, what's that? She says, you got leukemia. I said, that's the best news you could have given me. You guys can cure leukemia. It's that MDS stuff that was driving me nuts. And from that day on, I even liked the hospital food, so they said, there's something wrong with this guy. But it was, people have asked me, how was that experience? And I have to tell you that it was pleasant. I don't know how else to describe it. I was in there for 3 months, dripped up 24 hours a day, with a family. I mean, to this day, I still stay in touch with some of the nurses. And it really is. It's more like family. They just took care of you. I didn't feel that I was in trouble at all, ever. Just waited out.
Was the family feeling similar when you were trying to get Neil Armstrong to the moon? Was that the sort of family feeling?
Definitely. We were close. And in fact, I stayed very close to Neil, even up to his demise. He and I were, of all the astronauts, he and I would communicate back and forth. We'd email and we'd talk about different presentations and different things going on. Great guy.
Doctor, what has he been like as a patient?
Well, I have to say it's been a real pleasure taking care of David all these years, him along with his wife, Florence. Just incredible people. He's so energetic, so upbeat. I have to say, if this happened like 15 years ago, he wouldn't be here. No. Because, you know, in his age group, we were not transplanting patients in his age group, you know, just 15, 20 years ago. And now we're curing patients, you know, like David,
right,
with stem cell transplantation, because we've made so much progress with our research and, you know, with our new medications for treating infections, for preventing any complications of transplant. So we're managing not just to cure the patients, but also to help improve their quality of life after they've been cured. As you can see, you know, David has some side effects from the transplant, something called graft versus host disease that he's still fighting, you know, even 5-6 years later.
We'll beat that.
But, you know, that he's currently and he's currently participating on a clinical trial to try to treat, you know, these issues to help him with his quality of life and with his vision and, you know, muscle strength.
So what is that treatment like, the one that you're on now?
It's nothing, nothing severe at all. Right now it's just a trial drug, which is taken orally, no injections or anything. And it's too soon to tell. I've only been on it for 3 months. It's going to take a good year of this to find out in the trial what the effect is and how quickly you can see responses. But I totally look forward to getting out of that that syndrome. I have a little loss of lung capacity. And I've told my wife, I said, Florence, look at this. In 2 years of this drug, I'll be my old self. And then she has to remind me. She says, yeah, and you'll be 80 years old. So you can't get out of it. But back to Dr. Ho's point, when I first got there, yes, I'd read the literature. I knew that, you know, they're not going to transplant you much beyond 72, 73. And so it's a catch-22. Either this MDS rolls over and becomes leukemia, or it does so too late for you to be transplanted. So you're sitting there on this edge, and that's why I told Martha, I said, make my day, you know. But I'd been in good shape. I've been working out all the time, and I remember Dr. Ho telling me, he said, well, if you stay in good shape, he said, I'll transplant you up to about 75. So I had some more time, and it happened, and I don't know, guys, if it ever happens to you, you got the right place to go, because they were so... I remember the girls used to wake me up about every 4 hours. Why? Do you feel nauseous? If I did, they would take care of every step. No, would take care of that. I never got sick. I mean, it was just... I couldn't say it's a breeze, but it was pleasant. You got to go that way.
Well, today we talked to a Navy submariner and a NASA mission controller. This has been a heck of a day for me. David, it's an honor to meet you. Thank you so much, for taking the time. Dr. Ho, thank you for coming in here as well and lending your expertise and keeping people like this going. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our portion of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are going to make way for OMF. They're coming through the door here in just a couple of minutes. I can't tell you how quickly these 4 hours go by every time.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back here tomorrow, but please don't go anywhere. In fact, continue to make the phones ring at 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. You guys are making a difference, and I can't thank you enough. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. This is the WEEINS and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.